All right, everyone. Welcome to the November 20th, 2025 meeting of the Bethel Township Board of Zoning Appeals. My name is Cody Smith. I'm the Township Planning Director, and I will start this evening with the roll. Ms. O'Quinn?
Here.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Here.
Ms. Hughes?
Here.
Mr. Stouter? Absent. Ms. Vi? Absent. And Mr. Leskowich?
Here.
Perfect. I will turn it over to the chair to read the opening statement for this evening.
All right, opening statement. I call to order BZA meeting for this day, November 20th, 2025, 6:30 p.m. This body is a quasi-judicial board. This board does not answer to the Bethel Township trustees, and once a decision is made, it can only be appealed to the Miami County Common Pleas Court. All legal notices for cases being heard tonight were advertised on the township website and social media pages and sent to the relevant residents. Testimony on cases is sworn and can be used in court proceedings. The chairperson will call for testimony describing the case, supporting the case, and against the case in turn. All testimony must be directed to the board and may not be directed to the applicant or any other audience member. Unless tabled, an approval of the case will allow the variance or conditional use to take effect in 10 days. Ohio Revised Code Section 519.14 grants this body the responsibility to authorize, upon appeal in specific cases, such variance from the terms of the zoning resolution as will not be contrary to the public interest, where, owing to special conditions, a literal enforcement of the resolution will result in unnecessary hardship, and so that the spirit of the resolution shall be observed and substantial justice done. The meeting will be conducted as follows. Staff, Cody Smith, will present, read each case for this meeting, one at a time. The applicant or representative thereof will be asked to come to the podium, state their name and address, and be sworn in. The applicant can add comments or information to their request. Board members will ask the applicant and or staff questions regarding the case if they have any. Comments will be open to those in support of each case. Each speaker will be asked to come to the podium, state their name and address, and be sworn in. Comments will be open to those in opposition of the case. Each speaker will be asked to come to the podium, state their name and address, and be sworn in. Finally, the discussion for both public comments and applicant comments will be closed. The board will deliberate and present a motion for the case, and a vote will be taken. Staff will discuss the next step once the outcome of the case has resulted in approval, denial, or otherwise. The next case will then be presented in the same fashion until all cases have been completed for the meeting. The minutes for the previous meeting will be reviewed and approved or corrected at the end of the meeting. All right. The oath is on the podium for those who choose to speak.
All right, thank you. First case for the evening is case V2125, a request from Adams Home Construction Services, located at 6655 Bethelville Drive, New Carlisle, Ohio, 45344, for a variance to allow for a 40-foot front yard setback. Bethel Township Zoning Resolution Section 5.05, minimum front yard setback is 50 feet from the right-of-way. Parcel is 0.846 acres, zoned R1 AAA, Miami County parcel number A01-084527. Location of the parcel, it is the sixth parcel north of Agenbrod Road on the east side of Bethelville Drive. Existing land use is residential, and it is traditional neighborhood under the Bethel Land Use Plan. Surrounding land uses include to the north and south R1 AAA Residence District. To the east is A2 General Agriculture, and to the west is R1 AAA Residence District. There is 126 feet of road frontage, and there are attachments. So if you will direct your attention to the screen, you will see here this is the parcel in question on the zoning map. So you can see they're surrounding R1 AAA and then agriculture there. Aerial vicinity map. So as it sits right now, it's a vacant parcel, and there's a house recently built on this parcel as well. Tree view, again, you can see vacant parcel, nothing on it yet, and a copy of the application. I will turn it over to the chair to call for testimony.
Alrighty. The applicant or representative for the applicant. Do you have anybody out there representing the applicant? So we don't get to ask you many questions.
I guess not. Or if we want to take, you guys can table it to the next meeting. However you guys want to handle it.
I have some questions, so I want to table it. I would like to table it, please.
Make the motion.
I make a motion to table case V21-25 to the next meeting.
Okay. on that motion, is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, on the motion to table case V21-25 to the December meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals, Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
And Mr. Leskowitz?
Yes.
All right, this case has been tabled and will be heard at the December meeting of the Board of Zoning Appeals. So if there's anyone here for that case and wants to leave at this time, feel free to do so. Next case on the agenda, it's case CU0925, request from Hemi Properties LTD for a conditional use for a retail business located at 7114 US 40, Tip City, Ohio 45371. This is a 1.979 acre parcel, zone B2 office slash residential district. Miami County parcel number ID A01-052250. It is the fourth parcel to the east of State Route 201 on the south side of US 40. Existing land use is residential and business, and it is commercial under the Bethel Land Use Plan. Surrounding land uses to the north is A1 domestic agriculture, to the south and east is A2 general agriculture, and to the west is A2 general agriculture and R1 AAA single family residential. There is 149 feet of road frontage. The parcel was recently rezoned to B2 in August of 2025 from I-1 Light Industrial. You see the parcel here on the zoning map, the red parcel here. On an aerial map, and then the street view, and the application. I will turn it over to the chair.
We have a representative applicant who would like to step forward.
My name is David Baumgartner.
Oh, I was going to say, don't forget to read the statement on the...
Yeah. Name is David Baumgartner. Address is 7114 East State Route 40. I do swear that the testimony I give in the case now and hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All right. So
we just recently rezoned this because we have residents there above the building. And was zoned I-1 originally, so we kind of felt like we were, or at least the trustees seemed to think that we were kind of helping them, you know, with some legacy zoning issues and so forth. Mm-hmm. So that was done, and then the request was that we could still be able to sell, like, pool chemicals, and we do swimming pool insulation and landscaping and things like that out of there, so we might be able to sell those kind of products. And so, Cody checked with the attorney, and the attorney said that there should probably be a conditional use permit for that. So that's what we're here for.
You're not adding a building or anything. You're just doing it out of an existing
building? Yeah, it'd actually be out of that one you see right there.
I can't see over
Thank you. There.
We did have a barn in the back as well that was built probably during COVID, I think it was 21, 22, something like that. It's in the back of that parcel. It's probably shown on the aerial view there.
Yeah.
It's built right here.
That's right.
So that houses most of our supplies and stuff for the job that we do, some equipment. And
Right, so you're talking retail sales out of the building in the front, and yes. You're possibly some inventory storage in the back.
Yes.
Okay. And this now, because I was here for the obviously we're here for the other case, but you're talking basically you're the type of traffic you're going to be seeing here is mostly your clientele for your pool business.
That's right.
All right. So it's not like Watson's pools.
It's not like Watson's, but I mean it would be somewhere where we did have water testing and things like that. So people in the area of this area, you know, most people aren't going to drive very far to have their water tested. So it would be mostly people in this area or customers of ours that we've installed pools that want to come over to have their water tested. And then we can
recommend.
We're
not going to see any Black Friday sales out of there?
There's Black Friday sales everywhere. I mean, we would expect at the most maybe two or three people there at one time. I mean, probably not even that many.
The word conditional would be go with him. So if he sells it, the new buyer would have to come up again.
For a conditional, yes.
All right. That's what I need to know.
Does anybody else have questions for you? Mr. Mahomes? Alrighty, sir.
I guess this would be seasonal. I mean, it wouldn't be really a year-round thing. You wouldn't see that many customers in the wintertime.
No, probably not.
Right. So this would be...
I mean, we have customers that come by now, you know, for landscaping and, you know, more of like an office visit type of thing, you know, for design their project and that kind of thing. So we're design build, so we do landscape design and installation and so forth too. So we'll have every once in a while we have it, but it's one at a time.
So you're not going to have trees up front or blocks or like that?
The only thing that we plan on having up front is a sign, but we've been planning that for several years.
What I'm saying, you're not going to line the whole thing with trees that you're going to sell?
Right. Correct. We have trees that are installed, but that would be it.
So really it's just a pool chemical kind of business that would be out of that building?
And then the rest would be under the office.
So we're an installation company, so we design and install pools and landscaping now. Out of there, but what the conditional use permit would be for is that we would be able to sell those products even if they weren't just part of that particular job.
You install a pool and that customer would come back to you for the ongoing chemicals.
How much of that space would be dedicated to retail?
Probably a third of that building. So it's 1,500 square feet, so 500 square feet. So there may be like, there's two garage doors on it. We plan on building in the back. We have an architect working on it now. So there's a 9-acre parcel behind that I own as well. So we plan on building back there. So there probably won't be a residence in there any longer. We'll just turn that into offices. But the portion that people would come in right now is like maybe 500 square feet. The other garage door bays would be used for like inventory.
Okay.
Is the 9-acre partial landlocked?
It is, but it's not because we have access now.
Okay, you got that. Okay.
So there would not be an easement required, but we would probably have a construction entrance off of that temporarily, but then we do have ODOT approval to down the road a little ways on 40 there to come in.
Any more questions for Mr. Baumgartner?
One of the things that was asked about was odors and things like that. Everything that we would sell is sealed up, so we get more odors from the lift station next door to us than anything else.
Oops.
All right. Any more questions for Mr. Bunger?
So you said that building is 1,500 square feet?
Yes. 30 by 50.
Okay.
And last time when we met with the trustees, they looked up to see what parking was required for that, and we need 3 spots for 59 square foot building.
So you got plenty of room for 3 spots.
Yeah.
All right. Last call. Any questions for Mr. Baumgartner? All righty. You'll have a seat. We will open the floor for comments to be opened in support of the case. Do we have anybody who would like to speak in support of this case? All right. In support, we will close. Comments open to those in opposition to the case, if you would like to come forward and speak. Okay, we're closed public comments. Board will deliberate.
And so, obviously you guys know, but you can put conditions on it if
right.
That's a yes.
So I'm curious whether or not it falls within this accessory uses where it cannot occupy more than 25% of the building.
So when I talked with the attorney, because that was the question that we had originally, was does this qualify as an accessory use to his business use? Or is this something that's going to have a separate conditional use? And the opinion of the attorney was that this is going to be something that's going to need a separate conditional use. So it would not fall under the accessory use restrictions that are listed there in the zoning resolution.
I do want to keep the word conditional. So.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
I get that, but this... Essentially, we're looking at an evolving business here. So
right.
We'll probably be seeing Mr. Baumgartner back as he expands. And I hope he does. I think we like to see businesses expand.
So this would be the word conditional use for his usage.
Right.
So if he sells
it's always for their... It's always for his usage, yes.
So if he sells
this is not a CU that moves with the property, no.
Thank you. Well, I like that CU. That's good.
So I guess my question really is, you know, like, should there be a restriction on how much of that building would be dedicated to the retail portion of the business as part of the conditional use? I mean, he's saying a third. That's 500 square feet.
Well, I would think that'd be up to him, because if he wants his office desk sitting with pallets and pool chemicals, I think we have OSHA things that keep that from happening.
Just trying to figure out like what would distinguish the B2 usage then from the B1 usage.
I think the deciding factor between B2 and B1 when they came for the rezoning was that B1 does not allow for a residence.
Because he's living in the on this. Would you, if you expanded the business to the next parcel, would the retail part of it go to that next parcel, or would it stay where it is, and you would do something different with the next parcel?
I don't understand.
Your 9-acre parcel that you said you would want to expand to.
Oh,
is that going to be strictly residential, or are you going to bring the business over?
It's agriculture right now, so it'd probably be more along those kind of lines. We may have a, you know, equipment or something that the retail person would probably stay at the front there.
We'll stay.
Yeah. We don't want people going in the back. It's too dangerous with equipment moving around and things like that.
Okay. Any more concerns?
concerns. Nothing else. I will make a motion. I will make a motion to approve the conditional use. Where is it? CU09-25.
I second it.
All right. On the motion to approve case CU0925, Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
Mr. Leskowich?
Yes.
All right. This case passes 4-0. I will get an approval letter to you and I'll let you in.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. So, unfortunately, the other case for this evening was tabled because the applicant wasn't present when the meeting started this evening. I don't know that we can undo that. It got moved to the December meeting for the setback issue on Bethelville.
Can we please, I had the wrong address. It's a simple little thing.
It's going to be a decision of the chair. I'm not sure what the legalities of that were. I guess we could vote to untable it and go ahead and hear the case this evening.
I'm begging.
I'd say
it's really simple zoning. It's so simple. I had the wrong address. I apologize.
I'm not sure where, like you said, I'm not sure about the legalities. I mean, I'm all for untable and let's get it done.
Let me see.
Unless anybody else has...
I'm okay with
this.
I mean, if the board votes to move forward, then that's the board's perfect, I would say.
Do we need to make a motion?
I'll have to make a motion.
I make a motion that we untable that and hear the gentleman talk.
I will second that.
Okay. On the motion to untable and hear the case this evening, Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
And Mr. Leskowich?
Yes.
Okay. I will read the prepared statement again, or the prepared report again, just
so we're on the case.
Yep. Okay, so... Case V2125, a request from Adams Home Construction Services, located at 6655 Bethelville Drive, New Carlisle, Ohio, 45344, for a variance to allow for a 40-foot front yard setback. Bethel Township Zoning Section 5.05, minimum front yard setback is 50 feet from the right-of-way. Parcel is 0.846 acres zoned R1AAA. Miami County Parcel Number A01-084527. Again, parcel is the sixth parcel north of Agenbrod Road on the east side of Bethelville Drive. Existing land use is residential, and it is traditional neighborhood under the Bethel Land Use Plan. Surrounding zonings to include to the north and south R1 AAA Residence District, to the east A2 General Agriculture, to the west R1 AAA Residence District. There is 126 feet of road frontage. And again, parcel in question here, you can see on the zoning map. And the aerial view here. The blank parcel here. And the application. I will turn it over to the chair.
Alrighty. And we will go with first part. First part is applicant or representative thereof. Please come to the podium and be sworn in. The statement's there on the podium.
Okay. I am Christopher Adams, 1964 Corners of the Highway, Fairborn, Ohio. I am Chris Adams. I do swear that the testimony I give in this case now in hearing shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Awesome. And I'm going to open with the first and obvious question. What is the problem with the septic that you have to have 10 foot less on the setback?
Okay. So there's plenty of room, right?
Yeah, there's plenty of room in the back.
It's solid limestone.
Oh.
We built a house right next door to that property, right next, and we put the septic tank in vertically, okay? almost 40 grand to get through the limestone. So the property next to it, we're going to build on. The septic tank contractor we have went to the health department, got approved to do it horizontally.
Mm-hmm.
But you got it, it's going to be closer to the house to avoid the limestone. So basically what we need to do is just move the whole foundation up 10 feet. And everybody's happy, health department's happy. That's really the basic story of it.
And looking at the aerial map, there are some houses that are up close to the road.
Yeah, there's just very few homes and houses there. If you were standing there, you would never notice it at all. I was standing in the driveway that we have, the makeshift driveway, and yes, we're going to move it up, but it's just 10 feet in front of the house next to it that we just built. And if we get that precious 10 feet, you know, the whole world is safe. For our perspective, basically.
Is that what's causing the flooding on Bethelville then, is the limestone?
Could be. We knew there was some limestone there, but we didn't know it was as bad as it really is.
Because I knew it was bad on Cedar Baker Road.
Right. And our plumbers and stuff are telling us that whole area is like a heavy limestone area, from what I can understand. So.
I said, and there's been other cases they've talked about, that big limestone shelf that's out there.
Yeah, it's up and down the north side of Studebaker Road, I believe.
I believe it's worse on Studebaker.
I'm sorry, what?
I believe it's worse on Studebaker.
Yeah.
Way worse.
So I've had multiple people tell us how bad it is, and we found out personally how bad it is.
Now, you built the house on 30, the number 30?
29. No. Oh, you built one.
Okay. Right here. Yeah.
You built that one.
I have a brand new house right here. The other house is going to be like right here where the screen is, but 10 feet forward is what I'm asking.
So it's going to be 10 feet up?
Closer to the road.
Closer to the road.
Yes.
And it will not line up with the house that you built?
It will not line up perfectly, no. It'll be 10 feet.
I was going to say, it doesn't look at the line. Looks like the one you just built doesn't line up with the other one on the other side of it. Looks like it's farther back.
Yeah, it's farther back.
So this isn't going to be cookie cutter. Everybody lines up and looks nice
okay.
Anyway.
I was just asking questions. Thank you for answering.
Excuse me. Does anybody else have
any? Was there a house on that parcel?
No. The gentleman that lives catty corner from there across the street sold it to us about a year ago. Yeah, he saw us building the other house, and he was like, I'm getting older and I don't want to mess with this land anymore. You guys are interested in buying it? We're like, sure. And it just happened to be the property right next to the one that we already had. And we didn't really find out about the whole limestone problem until we really found out. Basically, is what happened. So
I guess I'm curious how the house can be built on such a small lot.
It was already zoned R1 AAA.
So these are already broken down and zoned for that?
Correct. Yep. Yeah, Bethelville was platted out years ago. So
the early 50s, mid 50s.
Yeah, like I said, it was like over where I'm at, Winterville, same thing.
And like the next three lots, like if you pull down that street, they're owned by the homeowner who lives in the back corner. And it'll be that way. He's not happy. He was never happy about us even building one home on a land that he didn't own. And he's made it very clear he's not happy that the second one's going to go in. So he went and bought other stuff. And but it'll be wooded from the other side of that lot. It'll be woods all the way to that guy's house who lives around a little nook corner there.
Why wasn't he happy with you building?
What do you think?
I mean,
because he cleared part of my property.
I'm sorry, what?
Was it you? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he took 40 foot of my honeysuckle out, which is my privacy fence. That's what made me unhappy.
Right.
You encroaching on me. You forgot to mention that.
Well, we didn't.
Then you encroached on the lot on the other side, which is really none of my business.
Yes, he can't speak. You get to speak.
You can speak next.
Well,
in a minute.
In a minute. You won't be next.
Right, not next, but in a minute.
But
I don't have any other questions.
All righty. If you'll have a seat, the next we will open the floor for comments in support of this case. Nobody in support. We will close that portion. We'll open for comments in opposition to this case. Somebody would like to come speak at the podium and be sworn in opposition to this case.
I did not.
You'll swear yourself in there?
Yes, ma'am.
A little statement.
I, Dylan Spencer, do swear that the testimony I give in the case now in hearing shall be truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I guess my only question, so I live in the new house that's next door to this, where this one's going to be built, my wife and I. My question is 10 feet's not really a big deal, but if that septic system, because ours is vertical, right? As he just explained, this one's going to be horizontal. My question is how is the layout of this house with the septic system? Because it's pretty stout. The leach field is raised pretty significantly. And it goes from pretty much the front of our house all the way to the back. So if it's horizontal, I mean, how's that layout gonna be? Because I can't do the math. I just wanna know how that's gonna affect us.
It shouldn't affect at all whatsoever.
I was gonna say, that would be a question for the health department.
Okay.
Did we get the paperwork, the health department okayed it, or do you have it?
Oh, I don't have the official paperwork, but...
You wouldn't get a building permit without the health department.
Yeah,
it's all wrapped up with the health department and the building department still, and I had to come back to zoning because of this issue, but when it goes horizontal, it goes away from your property.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And with it being so wide, I mean, there's so much room, there shouldn't be any... The health department and our septic tank said there shouldn't be any issues whatsoever.
Okay, do you know what the distance will be from, I'm assuming the septic tank will be on the south side and the leach field will go towards the north?
Yes, exactly.
And
north
you don't know the distances between those?
Oh, from, there's a good, over 100 feet or something, you know, it's a good ways away.
Okay, because I know that house that's going to be built is going to be a little bit bigger than the one that's there now. So I'm just curious how that's going to affect our property. And if we need to, like you said, get a hold of the health department and figure out what that's supposed to be, then that's okay. But
because definitely the health department is the people to ask, because I've never put a septic tank in my life.
Right. We're just focusing on the house moving forward 10 feet, which meaning 10 feet towards the road.
Correct? Right.
Okay. That's all I have.
And like I said, there's other, not on that side of the road, not that we can see there, but other houses that are really close to the road. Some of them are farther back.
Correct. Yeah, the one that's across, so we're in...
30.
Yeah, the one that's across, that 17 and 18, those are definitely close.
The one that looks like our 19, and he's way back.
Yeah.
I think that's so the gentleman that owns 18, he owns, I guess that would be 19. That's his property as well, and that's just a barn.
Oh, okay.
So
it's hard to tell from the picture there.
Yeah. Okay, that's all I have.
So your concern was how is it going to affect your property, whether you have a spillage over onto your property?
Correct. Yeah.
And are you going to be higher than him?
Higher. It's not, no, we'll be level, if anything. There's not a grade or anything like that.
Like I said, the thing is, for the questions he's asking, that's not our realm to answer.
Right.
That would be the health department.
Yes, ma'am.
Nikki. out of order, but if you allow me to explain, all those properties up there have mound systems that were installed because all the original septic systems failed. And anything that goes in has a lift pump that the mound is where the effluent actually ends up. And so all the questions about whether the septic tank is vertical or horizontal is immaterial because there will be a lift pump that takes the effluent up to the mound where the actual effluent is dissipated into the ground.
So do you have a mound system on yours?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Okay. Well, like I said, if you're really concerned, health department would be the better one to ask because
yes, ma'am.
I would not want to pretend to know.
Yeah, no, I understand. I just biggest concern.
I understand your concerns perfectly.
Yeah, if we're changing layouts and things like that, I just don't want everything to be dumping over into our property that we paid a good penny for. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I have.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is there anybody else who would like to speak in opposition to the to this case?
Oh, sir, will you follow this question, please?
If nobody else wants to speak in opposition, we will close public comments and board will deliberate. Does anybody have any questions concerning on the board?
The county approved it, right?
The county approved it. Like I said, I am not going to pretend to know any technical things about septic tanks.
I kind of do.
I thought we should have to pump them out.
This is good.
Yeah, that explains why this area is so small. So where's the leach field going? All right. If nobody has any other concerns, I will motion that we approve BZA case V-21-25.
I second it.
Okay, on the question to approve case CU-0925, Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
This is a V, not a CU.
B-21-25. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. B-20. I said CU. Yeah, I'm resuming the whole thing. B-21-25. Ms. Quinn, Ms. Kiplinger, Ms. Hughes. Mr. Leskowich?
Yes.
All right. Case is approved 4-0. Somewhere I will get you a letter of approval and make sure everything's good to go on that. So that takes care of our caseload for the evening. We do have a set of minutes to approve, so I will pass those out. If you're here for cases, feel free to take leave at this time. Take one, pass it down.
Take one, pass it down.
Oh, is that yours? Okay. I just want to make sure somebody
so I can see it when I'm going out.
I just want to make sure somebody didn't forget it.
I was not in attendance for this meeting, so.
Yep, you weren't there. Yep.
Yeah, I never took these notes. That's excellent. Thank you. Oh. Thank you.
I don't see anything.
That's okay with me.
I'll take a motion.
I motion accept the minutes.
Second.
I'll second.
On the question one, whether to approve the October meeting minutes, Ms. O'Quinn?
Yes.
Ms. Kiplinger?
Yes.
Ms. Hughes?
Yes.
All right. Meeting minutes are passed unanimously. I believe that's all our business for the evening. So I will take a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Someone else 1 second.
Okay. I'll second.
All right.
Okay. Is there any dissent to adjourning this evening?
Nope.
Hearing none, we stand adjourned at 7:12. Thank you all for attending.